Your wants have to become needs.
Yeah.
I think, let me repeat that, because hasta ahorita yo me estoy sorprendiendo, güey. I'm like, fuck.
That's just deep. It is deep.
If you want to start that business, man, that's really, like, you could have, like, anything could detour you from it.
It's fácil.
You want the business. You want the relationship. You want the bank account. But when you turn that want into, I need to start that business, I need that bank account, I need to lose 30 pounds. Mm-hmm. I need to, because if I don't, something is going to happen. Man, change the wants into needs. And that state of mind becomes from a purpose to a definite purpose. Yeah. Welcome to the Charrosteca podcast, where we believe our families didn't come this far for us to just come this far. I am your host, Francisco, with my co-host,
Conrado Bautista.
Hey, bro. So this episode actually was inspired by our videographer, David. David said, I just finished Think and Grow Rich. I was like, what?
Pinche David.
And I told him, Pinche David. And he's like, so I asked him, like, what's the biggest lesson or the biggest takeaway that you got, you know? And he's like, man, the willingness of actually wanting to do something, to be willing to change, to be willing to sacrifice, to be willing. And in Espanol, will is?
I put it like this, very simple. Willingness starts with the W, right? The W. So let's do this.
Disposición. Willingness disposición. In Spanish is disposición. Los que tengan los huevitos o huevotes, sí, sí. Los aguacates, you know? And you gotta, and willing, and the will to change takes bravery. Like, it takes a lot of bravery courage. And courage, because not a lot of people are willing to change. Not a lot of people are willing to sacrifice who they are now for who they want to become. Ooh, repeat that. Quote me for that. I'm just kidding. That was somebody else's quote. But I'll take credit for it today. But Think and Grow Rich has the 7 principles of success. And I want to give it to you guys, because they're like tools. The 7 principles is like you could put something in your toolbox, right? Aquí está tu hammer. Here's your screwdriver. Yep. And it doesn't mean that every job requires all the tools, right? But I am going to give you the 7 principles, 7 tools of success, accordingly to Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich. So you guys could use one of these, or all 7, depending on where your life is, your goals, your relationship, your business. But before that, what's the review of the week, Conrado?
Okay, review of the week. It's titled Free Books with the exclamation mark. This is by Rick_510. I have listened to most of the podcast multiple times because they're fire. With everything going on right now with the COVID-19 stuff, I decided to re-listen to episode 38 to get books, ¿verdad? To listen, read. And what I found out for all of those people that are just chilling at home, some of the books mentioned in that episode, the books are on YouTube as audiobooks. One less excuse. Charrosteca, síganle echándole producto de gallina. Dude, we were just talking about this. Mira, perfect.
Man, ignorance is a choice. Didn't we
it
say
is.
That?
Hoy like, en día it is. Back 100 años en el rancho, no. It's different. Ahorita ya, el que es por pendejo es por pendejo.
And I want to, and books have changed my life. And if you really start looking into the history of a book was only made for the rich and for royalty.
Yeah.
And now that books are everywhere, like even 100 years ago, a book was like, wow.
Now everybody used
2021, fucking use them as coasters, you know?
To level una pinche mesita.
And not knowing that book right there could, like, be the life-changing wisdom that you could... knowledge is not power, but knowledge is potential power.
If I love you use that. I love when you say if it. You, like, it's true.
If
potential,
you use
key
it,
word.
It could become wisdom, see? You know? And you could learn from it. You learn from a YouTube channel or from an audiobook or from reading a page on a book, and you apply it in your real life, and you're going to be did it work for me or did it not work for me? It worked for me. But whatever the choice, whatever the decision comes out or the result comes out of that, is going to come back with wisdom. Yes. Now you know what to do.
Regardless, if you fail or succeed, still you're gaining wisdom. But you said, you mentioned a key word, Paquito, apply. So just because you read a book, just because you watched an audio, whatever, or you watched a YouTube video, or you heard an audio book, just because you've gained that information, now what? If you don't apply it, mejor apaga el teléfono ni ves el YouTube, honestly. Apply it.
Yeah.
Just do it, Nike.
and that's the part where when David surprised me, I didn't even know he was
reading. I'll be honest, I haven't even read it. I mean, thanks to you, the audiobook, I've heard it twice, but no lo he leído físicamente. I think I got to do that, dude. It just, for some reason, it kind of hits differently.
Yeah. And when he said that, it inspired me to let the listener and our following know that the seven things that you could find off of this book, because there's the principles. But the main seven that I got from the book is number one, and we'll start with the most important for me, which is the state of mind, right?
Yes.
Number one is definiteness of purpose. It's not to have a purpose, it's to have a definite purpose.
Yes.
That's the difference. What will be a purpose different from a definite purpose?
A definite purpose, a lot more precise, a lot more definite. It's a lot more to point.
I'm going to motherfucking finish this shit. A purpose is like, yeah.
I'll finish it.
If the stars align, eventually. I feel like it, if I have the energy after work, I'll do it. A definite purpose, it means like you're going to make time for it. You're going to finish it. Yep. You're going to figure it out. Yes. That's the word. You're going to figure it out because your purpose is to go to point A, to point B,
correct.
And there is no choice that I'm going to go back. I'm going to go through it. That's a definite of purpose. Mm-hmm. And if you just have a purpose, anything could change, bro. I could guarantee you, if you just say, if you're going to do something just because you want to do it, you're not going to finish it. But you have a definite purpose, because if you don't do it, your family's going to starve, or you might die, or something very serious. Like, you have no fucking choice. Like, your wants have to become needs.
Yeah.
I think, let me repeat that, because hasta ahorita yo me estoy sorprendiendo. I'm like, fuck. It is deep. If you want to start that business, man, that's really, anything could detour you from it.
It's fácil.
You want the business, you want the relationship, you want the bank account. But when you turn that want into, I need to start that business, I need that bank account, I need to lose 30 pounds, I need to, because if I don't, something is going to happen. Man, change the wants into needs, and that state of mind becomes from a purpose to a definite purpose. Yeah. Man, cabrón. All right, number two.
Right on point.
Number two, mastery of self. Okay. And I think that's one of the disciplines, right?
I see.
We say, yeah, but I know how to, like, I am who I am. I know who I am and everything, right? But it's not like that. You become the person you are because of your habits. And if you can master your habits, it masters your actions. And then your daily actions make your life and your personality and your state of mind and everything. So if you can master yourself, and I'm going to go with the three biggest disciplines that people have to master. One is eating habits.
Yep.
Because it's so simple not to do, right?
Correct.
Number two, master your sex drive. and I'm going to hit a lot, right? And it's true or not true.
Bro, yes.
That one there could take the big ones, the little ones. Dude,
in our culture, we don't talk about sex. That's a taboo. We just don't. Y es muy mal, because we have to make it aware. Just como cuando dicen tus papás, hey, no comas de más, you know, hey, cálmate, deja de tragar, you know. También they need to talk to
womanizing,
us,
you know? And it goes both ways.
It does. Oh, my God.
Tinder, swiping, that makes it so much easier.
Of course.
Right? So it's the losing the respect. And at the end, all of that mastering of self becomes something so spiritual, something that could become so beautiful. The most therapeutic thing in the world turns into something like a vice. you know, yes. lust instead yes. of love. So if you could master that, and then people are like, ah, screw you. No, seriously, dude. If you might be 21 right now, and you don't know how to understand because estás todo prendido. But just wait till you're 30 or 40, and that energy could fuck up your relationship. Bro. It could fuck up your life.
Just como vas hasta Houston a ver una nalguita, if you use some of that energy a empezar un trabajo con esa...
This podcast, if you could use the same energy pursue women to pursue your dreams and your goals, imagine.
And that goes to women too. No se están escapando ustedes mujeres, eh. En lugar de ir al Tijuanazo special, operarse, ponerse en pain, surgery, all that energy, all that money invested, disque invested, úsenlo para maybe open up a DBA or, no sé, hagan algo con eso, you know, algo productivo instead of a ver qué conquistan. Dude, use that energy wisely. Oh my God. Y ahora te va otra cosa. I've met a lot of old men, dude. Very smart, very hardworking, very badass fucking old hombres, yeah. 60, 70 year old, que yo digo, estás jodido porque quisiste. It's like, what the fuck happened? And they tell me, dude, like 60, 70 year old man, es que estoy bien pendejo, siempre anduve de mujeriego. Like, siempre anduve buscando nalguita.
So imagine, bro, God, like the whole thing about you gotta make the millions, you gotta have the business, you gotta have the car, the house, the whatever. And then right behind, it's like a little freaking ninja is always hiding, and you think it's not wrong. You might think like, no, you know, I'm machista, and when I say novias instead of one, man, Houston give me props, the music, the culture, the movies.
Soy hombre.
That reflects that I am a man. That is wrong, because all that's a recipe for disaster. Because we worked at the bank and we saw the bank accounts, we met with the business, countless stories. It was that.
Oh my God.
The weakness was always that they thought with their little head instead of their big head. Yes. Right? All right, let's move on. So we could go a whole...
That's a whole episode, bro.
So mastery of self, number two, right? Which is the mastery of your eating habits, yes. the mastery of lust, I would say.
Yes.
And the third mastery... This is my, if anything, one of my personal favorites.
A ver.
The mastery of... loose opinions.
Tingus.
The internet gives us the I don't even want to say privilege, but it's so easy to give opinions of everything, you know? Claro. Someone posts something that you don't like, and I stand those freaking keyboard warriors. You should do this, you should do that. Everybody has an opinion of how to fix the government, how to fuck. Everybody's a professional of how they should live their life, but then they never know how to do it for themselves. They criticize the government. They fucking cancel any fucking movie star. They cancel everything. But then I'm like, what about you, bro? Like, they're like, oh, that person, I see it a lot, dude. Post a fucking comment. And then the person, oh, this person is thirsty for attention. Punk, if you're thirsty for attention, because if you fucking weren't thirsty for attention, you could have just scrolled and gone with your life.
Yep.
The biggest pest, one of the biggest pests in the world are not cockroaches. One of the biggest pests are people that give their loose opinions on shit that doesn't even matter. And they fucking write big old fucking paragraphs.
Dude, what the fuck?
Like, seriously, they're fucking going at it. They're going at it on social media. They're going at it. And then taken to the real world. Fulanas, que chisme, que esto. All it is all this fucking judging, you know, all these judging, and instead of yourself.
Oh my God.
So that's another podcast. Number two principle of success, right? Number one is definiteness of purpose. Number two is mastery of self, which there's A, B, and C.
Yep, yep.
Number three, learning from adversity.
Oh man.
Everybody's afraid of failure. But if I change the word failure to temporary defeat, it gives it a whole different meaning. Because when you make a mistake, and it could be in a relationship. It's happened to the best of us, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. You can make a mistake at work or in business or with your friend. You might have done someone dirty. Let's be frank. You're not fucking perfect.
No.
You've done some people dirty.
Of course.
You've done your job dirty or your friend or your significant other. You've made some freaking mistakes. But mm-hmm. it's not a failure until you label yourself a failure. That's right. When you became a failure. It could be a temporary defeat. And you have to learn from it. We say all the time, right? like, I wish my family and my loved ones pain and suffering.
Right.
Because out of that pain and suffering, I hope there's a lesson that you learn.
Yes, yes. There's going to be wisdom for sure.
Number fourth, controlling environmental influence. Controlling environmental influence. How important is the people you hang around with?
It's huge, dude. You know, there's a lot of things that people want to control that we just can't control. One thing we could, it's your environment.
Yes.
You don't like, como dices tú, you don't like a certain something, keep scrolling, bro. You're not going to change that other person's mind. You don't like his pose or her pose. By your stupid loose comment, you're not going to change their mind. You don't like it, keep going. You control your own environment. Now, if you don't want to make those mistakes, don't make them. But we're referring to this as, we have a whole podcast on this already. Las amistades, the people who are around you, your influences.
And that's,
you control it.
And
you choose.
And I want to nip this in the butt. But I have no choice. We're married and we have kids together. I have no choice, Conrado. Like, I have to pay. I have to go to that job to pay for my, to pay bills, you know? Mm-hmm. And I will nip this in the butt. You always have a choice.
See.
You have a choice to stay there. Would a child rather have a happy mom and a happy dad or a miserable, like grow up with the miserable, seeing, you know, the miserable life that you're giving them? Because a child, they don't care your advice. They care by the example. They're going to follow that little chain over. And then eventually that's what they're going to look for. Job. You have a choice. No one. And I absolutely, no one is putting a freaking gun into your fucking head in the morning. Your boss is not going into your bed, taking the cobijas, putting a gun to your temple and saying, you got to go to work. No one is. You, tú solito, tú solita, are fucking snoozing 15 times. Solito y solita, you're dragging yourself out. You're getting in the shower. Tú solito are turning on the car and driving there. Mm-hmm. You do have a choice. You have a choice of a lot of things. You have a choice to start a business. You have a choice to look for another job. There's a ton of jobs. And there are a ton of jobs that are looking for good people, good workers. Yeah. If you feel that you cannot get another job, it's because you, deep down inside, you are not a good worker.
Yeah, right.
You are just... We just talked about in our last episode about La Vaca. You know, you're just going by. And if you haven't listened to it, go listen to that one. La Vaca. Some people have to kill their vaca so they can snap out of it.
Yep, yep.
Right?
Sassy is.
Sad. Dude, but that's what it is.
These people...
And us. I would say not these people, but it's a lot of us.
A lot of us.
Like, we have, we're victims to any of these.
Sí. Pero ahorita you're taking me back. This is to your boss no te lleva una pistola al tempo. Hey, levántese. Go shower. No te van a prender el agua, no. A lot of people, we do it to ourselves. And a lot of people, again, we have choices. We could snap out of it and say, you know what? Fuck this. No es para mí. Or make something out of it. Get a second job. The third, I don't know. Pero mucha gente no, güey. Prefieren take it out against the world. And me refiero a DMV workers, post office workers, amargadísimos. Where tú llegas y le das un buen día, un saludo. They don't even acknowledge your buenos días o un saludo. Okay, what do you want? I was like, the fuck is this? I don't have you in this deadbeat job. I don't have you here como pendeja o pendejo. Like... No, I choose to come and pay my tags. Yeah. I don't need your attitude. You don't like your job? Dude, vete somewhere else. So what I'm trying to say with this is, don't take it out on people, dude. Tú estás en ese lugar por tus decisiones malas.
Man, I could relate that so much into a relationship or into business or into everything. And really, I would say one thing. If you think there's a problem with your boss or your job or your relationship... Guess who the problem is, bro?
It's you, dude. Salte de allí, you know?
You are the freaking problem.
Yes.
Like, I could guarantee you a lot of these jobs, a lot of people don't have to start a business. A lot of people don't have...
It's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone. A lot of people could be really happy and fulfilled if they just change their state of mind about their job, about their relationship.
But it starts
it's
with
the
you,
state
man.
Of mind.
State of mind.
You know? And if you try it, and literally, I don't know how you're going to do this. I really don't know. But if you change your state of mind to the point where, like, man, when I was pursuing my wife and estábamos noviando, why was I so happy then? Because maybe you stopped buying her flowers.
Yes.
Because maybe you stopped opening the door for him. Woman, maybe you stopped rubbing his feet. Maybe you stopped doing something for him, depending on this love language. Because every man, every woman has a different way. You know, maybe you stopped cooking for him. Yeah. Maybe you stopped calling or texting. How's your day going?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe change your state of mind when you started the job. Why the hell were you so motivated and showing up on time when you just started the job? And now a year later or 5 years later, you're like, I hate this job. Like, no, a lot of the problem is you. Yeah. You're the problem. And you're waiting for somebody else to change. When, like, what are you talking about? You have to do it first.
Right.
You have to take leadership.
You can't control lo de afuera. You control you and your mindset. That's what it starts, Paquito. It starts with your mindset, dude. You could approach it two different ways. Oh, here we go again, this fucking job. I'm always broke anyway. Or you could approach it and, okay, let me go learn something. Let me see if I will get that motivation, that promotion. Let me get motivated to get promoted. Or you know what? Fuck the promotion. Let me start my own little side gig because I only have to be there Monday through Friday, 8 hours a day. Pero tengo toda la tarde libre. Let me start something here. I learned this from my boss. Let me apply it over here. Eventually, if you get your own clientele or your own whatever skills, salte la chingada. But it starts with you, dude.
And you control. And you have the power of deciding who you hang around with, what job you have, what relationship you want to get into. You have the power to get in, and you have the power to get out.
Yep. Again, it starts with the mindset. I mean, it's a half empty or half full type of thing.
Number five, seven principles of success. Number five, that's the hard one, but it's also a simple one, which is time. You need time. Whatever plan you have right now of like, I'm going to become a millionaire in a year, multiply that times 10. You know, like whatever plan you have, I'm going to tell you, no todo sirve como pinche sopa de maruchan.
No.
You know, you can't microwave success. No. You can't microwave a good relationship. You know, you got to work. You got to put in work. It's not just getting into the relationship. Let's get married a month later and then we're going to live happily ever after.
No. O mucha gente, when I hear my wife, ay, te tocó suerte, un buen marido. I'm like, bitch, ella no se rifó este galán, you know? It didn't just, boop, come in a cereal box. No, she had to put in work too. Es la neta.
Yeah.
If she wasn't a good wife, you think I'd be married to her?
No.
Hell no. You know, ay, pues te tocó buen marido. I hate that shit, bro. It's like, no, like you get what you are. You deserve what you get, you know? Bro, pero esa madre de Maruchan shit with the microwave, we'll talk about patience, 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 cultivate, cultivate. We can't stress that out enough. I hear this in birthday parties. Tengo sobrinillos, sobrinillas in the early, mid-20s. Dude, they're broke as fuck. They live with mom and dad, my cousins. My cousins ain't rich. They don't have no inheritance coming. They don't have a skill. They don't even have a job. They don't have an education, nada. And they talk amongst each other, que in 3 years, I'm going to become a millionaire. No mames. Now they're dreaming, now they're hoping, now they're wishing. No, dude. Okay, yes, se vale soñar. Sí se vale.
Yeah.
¿Verdad? Pero we need a plan. We need a plan. We need a map to get there, ¿verdad? And people want to get there ya en Madrid. So they want to jump. They want to go from A to B. They don't want to do the A through Z shit. A to B, yeah. In 3 years, I'm going to become a millionaire.
And that's where the principle of time. Like, and that's why, I'm sorry.
It's so simple.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, man. I feel like, going back and looking into my journey or other people's journey, like, I'm sorry. I'm apologizing right now. I'm sorry that you're going to go through that.
And I'm apologizing too because I had apologized to myself for letting myself down.
Correct.
Because I was one of those kids at 19, 20. Oh, I'll retire by 35.
Yeah.
I'm still working.
We all did it. We all have done it. So I'm apologizing.
Hey.
Te va a durar más de lo que piensas.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Uh-huh.
All right. Number six. I think this is a tough one too. No, the sixth principle of success out of seven, harmony. You gotta harmonize with people. So let's just take that. There has to be some harmony. Me and you, Conrado. You want to go left and I want to go right. Something's going to happen. All right. Imagine a business partner. Imagine you start a business with a partner. Imagine you ask this woman or man to marry, right? Right. And you said, I do. And you sign. And he wants to go left and you want to go right. Harmony. Oh, like, there has to be harmony. So one of the principles for success is harmony between your entorno, between your mastermind, between your family and your friends. If there's no harmony, I could tell you that number six could kill a lot of dreams. So let's say you're the most motivated, right? You have a definite purpose, right? Let's put myself as an example. I am the most motivated person. I have a definite purpose from A to B. I have mastery of myself. I learn from my adversity. I control my environment to a certain point into this that I'm going to lead to. And I cultivate every day. But I'm not in harmony with my wife. Let's say I'm not in harmony with my wife. With my significant other, the most important. Boyfriend, girlfriend, también para los que no están casados. Every man could agree here that no matter how motivated you are, and every woman could agree here too, but every man could agree here that your significant other, your woman, your wife, your girlfriend has the power to control how you feel in the morning when you go to work. That's power. And if you're not in harmony with that person, you're going to have a shitty ass day. All of the plans is going to go to crap if your relationship with your significant other and your entorno is shit. That's where you need the harmony. You need to be on the same frequency with your significant other.
If you're not in sync, if you're not in conjunction with, what can I tell you, bro? Like, just turn off the podcast. Like, honestly, like, there's no point. And that could be in business. I mean, your business partner, you have two mentalities. Let's say you're both in a canoe facing opposite directions. He's rowing one way. You're doing the opposite. Waste of energy, bro. You're going to be in the same fucking spot. And both of you cansadísimos, frustrados, fucking just angry. And yet, you're still in the same place, bro. Going nowhere. Same thing with the spouse. Para mujeres igual. When you wake up in the morning, you're motivated. Oh, my God. I'm going to start this business de uñas, de maquillaje, lo que sea. Y el esposo, estás bien pendeja. Yeah, ¿tú crees que vas a empezar algo bueno? ¿Cuándo chingados vas a sacar tú algo así? Dude, I'm sorry, man. I think that's the most important. Number one, for me, the most important by far, number six.
Yeah. Harmony. No, and that's for me too, because ever since I found out that my relationship, and of course, it wasn't, oh, que cayó ella de una cereal box, right?
Qué suerte tienes.
Qué suerte tienes. Like, there takes a lot of work. For my business, working in my parenting, working in anything, the hardest work, the most fucking work I've ever put has been in my relationship. Oh, my fucking God, it's been work. So to the point that we're in right now, look behind, I'm like, man, all the crying, all the suffering and all the pain. Que yo me lo decía. Remember what I say? I wish my family pain and suffering. Yo ni me lo deseo otra vez. I ain't gonna go through that shit. We've gone through it. Yes. And now the harmony that is with my significant other, now at that point, let's say what a coincidence, now the business is taking off. Now my health is better. Like, what a coincidence that little freaking, like in a car, right? Once that little part of that car was working fine, everything started fucking like going.
Claro. I'm a big fanatic. I mean, you could put this analogy in so many different things. I like música, banda, mariachi. I like norteño. If one of those motherfuckers is off tune, it's going to sound like shit.
Perfect harmony.
Right?
Yes.
You got to have harmony. Todos in sync, todos alineaditos, in conjunction, everybody with the same direction, same mentality.
Man,
same
that's frequency. A good ass analogy.
La neta, dude. Like, it's gonna sound so shitty. I'm like,
uno está jugando norteña, el otro está jugando fucking heavy metal.
Imagínate. Dude, just make my head hurt. I mean, bro, yo te digo por experiencia, Paquito, harmony, if you don't have it at home, you're not gonna have shit. Fix that first.
And harmony is not just getting into the position. Oh, we're all gonna like freaking have harmony. Harmony, como dicen el dicho, freedom is not free.
No, absolutely
harmony,
not.
Harmony is not easy.
No.
Like, you have to work on it. So yes. If you want to be free, you have to work for freedom. If you want to have harmony in your relationship.
But the word harmony has it. You got to go through harm.
Oh.
Honestly, bro, it's in the word.
Conrado sí sabe. He backs me up.
Like, we see, we're in harmony.
He finds all these analogies. I'm like, man, I didn't think about it like that.
It has it in the word.
7 principles for success. I think this is could be my weakness. I don't know if it's yours, but it's caution. The 7th principle for success is caution. Soy muy aventado. Sometimes I trust people too much.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's really the part. But in every plan, something bad can happen. We already know that. So the 7th principle for success is to have caution.
Yes.
It's not paranoia.
No.
It's not fear. Caution. Yield, you know?
You
like,
go.
Cuando hay un caution, it doesn't, like when you're getting on the freeway, it says yield. Doesn't it say not to get on. It just says to fucking look for other cars.
Right.
So you won't fucking crash.
Or you get your Starbucks cup, caution, hot. Doesn't mean, oh shit, throw it away. No, just tómatelo, pero con cuidado. You know, it's like, Paquito, that one right there, 7, caution. A lot of people think, oh no, pues es que el que no arriesga no gana. I agree. Pero, no lo pendejo. Like, you gotta plan shit out.
Yeah.
And I've gotten a lot better, bro. When I was younger, yo también era super aventado todavía. Pero the difference between then and now I analyze a little bit more where I see my pros and cons. It's like playing chess.
Yeah.
You and I play chess. We caution. We look, okay, we move this piece this way. Oh, yes. Shit, that one's in my chingari. Que me gano nada. No, never mind. Let me think about this other move. Caution.
Hey, man, that's a perfect analogy. I didn't even think about that también. Harmony. Conrado. Chess. Me and you love chess.
Yes.
Los que quieran jugarme chess, download the app chess.com and search for me Charro Azteca.
And all together. I'm a challenge, you know?
Charro Azteca on chess.com app.
Badass.
The thing is that when it comes to caution, it's not about being fearful. It's about also being able to plan your move 5 moves ahead, but know that all of that plan could go to shit if the opposing player makes a different move that you were not expecting. One move could change it. And guess what? When I have an expectation of my wife or of my business that in the next month or the next 5 moves, this is going to happen. And for sure, 99% of the time, she makes a move I wasn't expecting. Ahí es cuando empiezan los problemas.
Sí, así es.
I expected you to do this. And you didn't. Like, I expected my house to be clean. I expected the comida. I expected
for the labels to be ready. The shit.
Or whatever it is, you know. I expected you to take out the trash. You know, it goes both ways. Always remember that you're always going to have to adjust. And that's the caution I'm talking about.
Yes.
The caution of not like to be terco, like I'm fearful, but to know that everything is always going to change. You're planning your life this way, but something's going to happen. A fucking accident. You're going to get fired. Someone's going to kill your vaca, you know? So you always have to be cautious. You got to have that coronavirus. Hey, oh, my freaking God, a year ago, exactly a year to this date. Like, our business was going to go to shit. Like, but we were cautious and we're like, all right, cool. We need to adjust. So this is the thing. If you don't have no caution, you're going to be very naive in this world.
Yeah.
And there's sharks out there. There's people out there that are not. Majority of people are good with intentions, but there are those sharks that are trying to take advantage.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're not cautious with those sharks, you might find yourself like a guy from that Netflix movie, Mariposa de Barrio.
El Trino.
El Trino. For those people that have watched that, know that.
I love that character. They're like the actors and shit.
El Trino beat it the crap out of Jenny Rivera.
There's going to be Trinos
and there are
out
people
there.
That are out there. He abused his daughter, right? Sexually abused.
Yeah, dude.
There are people out there that are like that.
La moral, like,
and if you're not cautious, you're very naive and you're going to put yourself and others at risk. Especially if you start a business. If you quit your job today to start a business tomorrow without the cautious of having a savings account, no seas you know, like make sure you start.
They're gonna blame you, Paco.
They're gonna no, and I'm saying that right
quit
now.
Your job, okay.
You know when they talk about like the medicine and the commercials, like take this. God. Please don't take this. Please don't take this. Take this advice with a grain of salt. Please don't do this. Or what I am saying is that a lot of this stuff has our experiences.
Yes,
but a lot of you will relate to it. You know, and if you don't, or if you're not cautious, you know, we always said that the coin has three sides to it.
Correct.
You know?
Yes,
eagle's tails and the edge.
The edge,
and true genius. The true geniuses of this world are the people that could see the three sides of it. And they could put themselves on A, on the B, and also at the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And they could try to understand instead of seeking to be understood. You
right,
know,
right.
I'm Republican, I hate you Democrats. I'm Democrat, I hate you Republicans. But if you're actually in the middle and be like, why do they think that way? And why do I think this way?
Right.
And then now you could seek to understand instead of seeking to be understood. And that is where you could actually apply that knowledge
right.
into real action in your life
right,
instead
right.
of being knowledgeable and being the keyboard warrior. Look at all of this. Everything is turned, like everything is kind of connecting to each other.
My God, yes.
But the seven principles of success, just to go through them again. Definiteness of purpose.
Okay.
You got to have a stubborn why. Number two, mastery of self. Man, think with your big head, not with your little head. No coman a lo menso. Be disciplined with your habits of eating habits. With
y la boquita.
Y loose opinions, you know? Like, not everybody wants to hear your point of view. Number three, learning from adversity.
Yes.
You are not a failure until you say that you are.
Correct.
Everything in life is a temporary defeat that you will be learning from.
And it doesn't happen to you, it happens for you.
It's harmony.
Bro.
Number four, controlling your environmental influence. You control it. Mm-hmm. You control it. No one's putting a gun to your head to go to work or to stay in that relationship. Stop blaming others. Number five is time.
Time.
You know, cultivate,
yes.
Cultivate, so then you could harvest.
Yes,
it
sir.
Takes time.
See.
Number six, harmony. You know, make sure that you and your significant other, you and the people around you are in the same frequency, playing the same norteña song.
There you go. Si no, puro pinche harm.
And number seven, caution. Make sure that you plan before you act.
Yes.
But also plan that some shit is going to happen.
Be ready for
that. And just be ready
plan
for
B,
that.
Plan B, C, D, E,
because
EF.
It's going to happen.
So
who cares? It happens. Now adjust to it and stop having so much expectations.
That's another key word right there. Stop having so many expectations.
But that's it. So, thank you to David for that he read the book. He says that the most important thing is the willing to change. Que tengan la disposición.
W, disposición, willingness.
All right, guys.
Ahí estamos.